wonderful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two, from Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing,
get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you give what's left of me. Yeah, you give what's left of me. She got the best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
I'll be coming for you anyway.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, and dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
From the shores of the Arkansas River in Wichita, Kansas, Zach Bigley welcoming you inside Riverfront Stadium as the Rough Riders conclude their six-game series against the Wichita Wind Surge. Rough Riders with a tough loss last night by a final score of 8-7 in 11 innings in what was a crazy ball game. And it went back and forth. The Rough Riders erased a four-run deficit to tie it up with a home run from Johnny Ornelas in the ninth inning. They then took the lead in the top of the 10th inning, 7-6, and an RBI double by Sandro Fabian. And then it was tied up on an RBI single for Matt Wallner in the bottom of the 10th inning. And after the Rough Riders were held scoreless in the top of the 11th on the first pitch of the home half of the 11th inning, Dennis Ortega, an RBI single to walk it off for the wind surge. And that's how they broke the Rough Riders' hearts last night. So a 3-2 series lead for Wichita in this series. And the Rough Riders trying to go for a series split in this one today. We'll have to do it behind a couple different pitchers. Cody Bradford gets the start as the opener in today's game. He went just an inning on Tuesday before the game was washed out due to rain. And unfortunately, he only went an inning. And then the game was resumed the next day, and Jack Leiter took over in long relief. So he goes an inning in today's ball game, and then he'll be relieved by Justin Slayton in long relief, who has been good as of late for the Rough Riders. Slayton had a really tough outing in terms of luck his last time out. Against San Antonio last Sunday, he threw 3 2/3 innings out of the bullpen and was throwing really well through three innings. And then in that fourth inning of work, he allowed a few base runners and walked a few. That was the big thing. He loaded up the bases, allowed one run to come in to score. Then Kevin Gowdy came in relief of him, and he allowed a couple runs that were inherited to come into score. So those fell on Justin Slayton's line, and he ended with a line of 3 2/3 innings, allowing three runs on just one hit, six strikeouts, but five walks for Justin Slayton his last time out. His mound opponent today, Simeon Woods Richardson, who is number six prospect in the Twins organization. The 21-year-old is 6'3", 210 pounds, and he got the start in game one as well of this series. He went an inning and a third before the game was washed out, and it had to be resumed the next day. And so he looks for a longer start against the Rough Riders. He allowed just one hit in that inning and a third against Frisco, but he has been very good this season, especially in the month of April when he won Texas League Pitcher of the Month in April, not allowing a single earned run in his four outings over 21 2/3 innings. In May, it was a little bit of a different story, a 5.91 ERA. Big thing for him is he gave up a ton of hits, 24 hits in 21 1/3 innings in the month of May, and he didn't have a single scoreless outing, allowing 4, 4, 2, and 4 runs, respectively, in his first four May starts before that inning and a third start to open up the series against the Rough Riders. So it's Cody Bradford to get the start for Frisco, then Justin Slayton after that. Simeon Woods Richardson goes on the other side for the Wichita Wind Surge. These two teams duking it out and possibly a preview of the playoffs and the championship series once we get to the end of the season. Is Wichita's in first place, so is Frisco by just half a game. San Antonio and Tulsa, the two teams that are right behind these two teams, were battling it out this week, but a bout of COVID positive tests ended up canceling the last two games of that series both yesterday and today. So those two games will not be made up, and that could have huge playoff implications as we go forward in this first half. Only 18 games remaining, including today, in the first half of play, and both these teams vying for a playoff spot. Wichita made the playoffs last year, lost in the championship game of the AA Central at the time to Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders had not made the playoffs since 2014. So playoffs on these teams' minds here as we get down the stretch of the first half. And when we come back here on the pregame show, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the big league club, the Texas Rangers, as the Rough Riders had a major league debut last night. And then another former Rough Rider is going to be making his major league debut coming up at 1:35 when the Rangers take on the Seattle Mariners in their series finale. We'll tell you who it is and tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. Rough Riders and Wind Surge getting ready to finish off this 6-game series here in Wichita, Kansas, before the Rough Riders continue their road trip and head on to Amarillo next. We'll return with more pregame action right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium. Zach Bigley alongside you here on the pregame show. We told you about it a little bit as the Rough Riders are having some big league action going on with the Texas Rangers. Ezekiel Duran making his debut in yesterday's game, unfortunately going 0-3, but the Rangers picked up the win with him starting at third base over the Seattle Mariners 3-2 yesterday. So Duran making his debut after literally starting in game four of this series here in Wichita. He was told that night that he was going to be making his big league debut the next day. He took a flight to Arlington in the morning and then played at 3 o'clock in that game yesterday. So congratulations to Ezekiel Duran becoming the 179th former Rough Rider to make his major league debut. And then today we'll have the 180th former Rough Rider to make his major league debut, and it's Steele Walker. Walker was a Rough Rider at the beginning of the season last year. He played about one half of a season baseball in Frisco last year, and boy was he a joy. The Prosper native from just about 15 minutes north of Frisco was a fan favorite, and he was a lot of fun to deal with from our perspective. Of course, he was, you know anything about Steele Walker, he is quite the character, and he was awesome from the media side of things, and just a great guy to deal with. So congratulations to Steele Walker on making his major league debut today. He's out in left field, and Duran is in the lineup again at third base, so those two hitting at eighth and ninth with Duran and then Walker, respectively. It's going to be a lot of fun to keep an eye on the Rangers game as both those guys go for their first major league hits this season. We are so excited to follow their careers and, of course, following the careers of all the guys currently in the Rough Riders dugout as they go forward in their pursuit of making the big league dream come true. Rough Riders getting set to take on the Wind Surge in the final game of this six-game series. The plate meeting going on out in front of us with our umpires, as well as the two managers, Ramon Borrego for the Wind Surge and Kansas native Jared Gettert for the Rough Riders. It's been a homecoming for him, and it's been really fun to have his wife in town and see some family. And he's been on a few radio shows here locally. He's been given the red carpet here in his home state of Kansas, as he's from a small town but lives now in Manhattan, Kansas. I mean, that's where he went to school as well, at Kansas State. So really cool to see Gettert kind of getting the red carpet rolled out here in his home state of Kansas. We'll give you the starting lineups when we come back, and of course get you first pitch at 5 past the top of the hour. Day Baseball here in Wichita, Kansas. More to come on the Riders pregame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
All right, ready.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Almost set for baseball here in Wichita. Let's get to the starting lineups. Rough Riders send out this starting nine. Johnny Ornelas at short, Jax Biggers at second, and Blaine Crim at first base. Then it's Josh Sale making his Double-A debut. And he's a wonderful story. We'll tell you about him as we go forward. Sandro Fabian follows in the five spot in right field. J.P. Martinez in left hits in the six spot. Then it's Josh Stowers in center, Trey Hare at third, and Matt Watley at catcher. And we'll give you the lineup for the Wind Surge when we come back. Rough Riders and Wind Surge. It's the Double-A affiliates of the Rangers and the Twins doing battle for the final time in this six-game set. Last trip for the Rough Riders up here to Wichita this season. We'll give you the play-by-play when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left. Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
A happy Sunday to everyone out there as the Rough Riders take on the Wind Surge in the final game of this six-game series from Wichita. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along on what is a gorgeous day for baseball, 78 degrees and sunny here in Wichita, Kansas. Very little wind to speak of today, 13 miles an hour blowing from right to left. And Johnny Ornelas is in from the right side. He's ready to go against Simeon Woods Richardson. Here's the look in by the right-hander. He winds back and away we go. A fastball on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Johnny Ornelas, Jax Biggers, Blaine Krim, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Woods Richardson peels back and deals home the 0-1. Ornelas takes outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders in their road grays today, double R ball caps in the bright red. And on the other side, the Wind Surge with their bright red uniform tops. Wind back in the 1-1 pitch. Ornelas takes low and away, and it's two balls, one strike. White pants and a navy ball cap with a red brim with the Wind Surge W on the forehead. 2-1. Check swing. Ornelas went around upon appeal. Breaking ball down low and inside. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes on the Rough Riders shortstop, leading things off just underway here in the first. No score. Ornelas, a big home run yesterday, a game-tying shot in the ninth, a game which the Rough Riders lost 8-7 in 11 innings. The offering home is grounded foul at the plate, and it's one ball, make it two balls and two strikes still here on Ornelas. Rough Riders with that heartbreaking defeat yesterday, coming back from down four runs, and then taking the lead in the top of the 10th, but they could not get that second run and ended up losing. Woods Richardson back into his windup in the 2-2 pitch. A line drive slash down the right field line. Foul! And into the corner. Boy, it looked like it was just barely on the line, but it's called foul by Tanner Dobson, our first base umpire. And it must have been foul because there's no argument from Chad Comer, the Riders' first base coach, or Johnny Ornelas. A very close play, though. Almost extra bases for Ornelas to lead things off. He led off the ball game yesterday with a single. Frisco trailing 3-2 in this six-game series. All but one of the games decided by three runs or fewer. The pitch off the outside corner. It misses for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch coming to Ornelas to lead off the ball game. Rough Riders won 3-0 in the opener. Here's the wind back in the 3-2 pitch. Ornelas takes low and away, ball four. So a leadoff free pass to Johnny Ornelas, and the Rough Riders have a base runner to start things. Jax Biggers makes his way in now. The opener was a game that Woods Richardson started against Cody Bradford. That's the same pitching matchup we have today, with a little bit of an asterisk, as Bradford will be the opener in today's game. And we'll throw one inning, followed by Justin Slayton in long relief. Woods Richardson went an inning and a third, allowed just one hit. There was a runner at second and Kellen Strom at the plate with a 3-1 count, and the skies opened up here in Wichita. Pitch to Biggers. Down and in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so the game was, at that point, delayed. And then later on, the game was suspended, and we picked it up in that same spot the following day and finished out the 9-inning game with Jack Leiter in his brilliance in long relief, 5 2/3 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Rough Riders won 3-0. They then played a 7-inning game in which the Rough Riders fell 7-1, really the only blowout in this series. 1-0 pitch to Biggers. Swing and a miss out in front of a good changeup. And it's one ball and one strike. Then game three came where the Rough Riders fell 2-1. They returned the favor in game four with a 2-1 victory of their own. And then last night, the 11-inning game, in which Wichita emerged victorious with a final score of 8-7. Throw over to first to check on Ornelas. He's back in safely, just 2-for-5 in stolen bases this year. Simeon Woods Richardson, the number 6 prospect in the Twins organization, twice traded, a former second-round selection of the Mets, straight to the Blue Jays, and then traded over here to the Twins. He readies in the 1-1. Inside. Missed with a fastball at 92 miles an hour, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Still just 21 years old. He stands 6'3", 210 pounds, a native of Sugar Land, Texas, home of the Space Cowboys, the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. 2-1. Biggers swings, chops it softly right side, gets past Woods Richardson out to second base where Julian has it. He flicks onto first and gets Jax Biggers. Ornelas down to second. One away here in the first inning, no score, and that brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Get you the defense behind Simeon Woods Richardson today. It's Deshaun Kersey Jr. out in left, Austin Martin in center, and Matt Wallner in right field. Kevin Merrill has third, Erdie Yank at shortstop. Edward Julian just made the play at second. Chris Williams at first, and Andrew Bechtold does the catching today for Woods Richardson. Right-hander against right-hander. Krim stands in. Good day yesterday with a couple hits and a walk. Woods Richardson holds on Ornelas at second, and now kicks and fires. Just off the outside corner, missing with a changeup, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Blaine Krim hitting at 301 on the season, 10 homers and 34 runs batted in. Woods Richardson ready from the stretch. He fires, a swing and a miss. A fastball low in the zone, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Woods Richardson, a four-pitch arsenal, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. That changeup, which we've seen already here in this game, is really good. From the stretch, 1-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Bechtold blocks and keeps Ornelas at second. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rough Riders in this series have had a really tough time on the offensive side. But that was not the case yesterday when they put up 7 runs on 15 hits. Even with that being said, though, still just 4-for-20 with runners in scoring position in yesterday's game. And they stranded 11. That'll be something we harp on as this game goes forward because it's been a huge thing all series for Frisco. 2-1. Krim slashes it foul into the netting right side. 2-2. Blaine Krim has been such an offensive force for the Rough Riders this year, a 916 OPS. Hitting in the middle of the order, usually third or fourth, almost every single day he's in the lineup. Woods Richardson, the 2-2. Foul back. Left the changeup elevated. Krim out in front, but he was able to get the barrel to it and just flick it back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes as the Rough Riders are really making Woods Richardson work here in the first. His next pitch will be number 17 already. Still just 1 out, runner at second, no score. He delivers home. Krim takes just low of the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and this will be the 7th pitch coming to the Rough Riders' first baseman. Frisco, a half-game lead over San Antonio in the top spot of the Texas League South. 27-23 through 50 games. Payoff pitch. A line drive up the middle, backhanded by Julian at second, behind the second base bag. He throws under first and gets Krim. 2 outs. Ornelas down to third. And here's Josh Sale. Boy, in a regular position, that would be a base hit up the middle, and it would be a 1-0 lead for the Rough Riders. But Julian playing behind the second base bag, one step to his right, he backhanded it. Down to both knees, he got up and threw him out at first base. Here's Josh Salleh, bent to the knees, open stance, left-handed batter, the pitch. Inside. Fastball missed, one ball, no strikes. No batting gloves for the 30-year-old Salleh. Designated hitter here making his Double-A debut. And what a story he is. A minor league free agent signed by the Rangers in the offseason. The pitch slivers outside on another fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Salleh was originally a draft pick of the Tampa Bay Rays out of high school outside Seattle, Washington. Back in 2010, a first-round pick. The offering, a strike across the outside corner with the changeup, and it's now two balls and one strike. He was the 17th overall pick, and he had some struggles off the field in his career. 2-1. Low off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. He dealt with addiction. He ended up getting released by the Rays right before the 2015 season, and he thought he was done with baseball. He bends low at the knees. Here's the 3-1 pitch on the way. He takes low, ball four. So two walks in the inning by Simeon Woods Richardson. Josh Salleh is aboard. And Sandro Fabian makes his way in. Runners on the corners, no score here in the top of the first. First Double-A plate appearance for Salleh is a walk. Never made it to Double-A with Tampa Bay. Made it as high as Charlotte in 2014. Well, he thought he was done. And around 2018, he decided he wanted to get back into baseball. Started working out heavily during 2019 and 2020. First pitch to Sandro Fabian, a swing and a miss and a change in its own one. And then in 2021... he played for Gastonia, an independent team in North Carolina, and had a monster year in over 900 OPS, 35 home runs. 0-1 pitch on the way. Fouled back. 0-2. And Rangers gave him a second shot in his professional baseball career, signing him on March 25th, right before the season started. He'll turn 31 later this year. What a story. And the Rough Riders are happy to have him. 0-2. A high drive foul left side as Fabian got way out in front of it and ripped it out of the ballpark to left. 0-2 still on the Riders right fielder, who had a monster day yesterday, tying a career high with four hits. Ninth time in his career he's done that, including a home run and two RBIs. Yeah, the RBI double in the 10th inning to give the Riders the lead. Pitch home. He swings and misses for strike three, and the side comes to a close. So the Rough Riders drive up the pitch count on Woods Richardson as he throws 27 pitches in the first. No runs, though, on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. Bottom half of the first inning coming up with Cody Bradford on the mound when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford deals with Austin Martin in a scoreless bottom of the first, and the first pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. Austin Martin, Edward Julian, Anthony Prado, the top three in the order against Bradford, who's back into his wind, and the southpaw's pitch home. A check swing, strike at the top of the zone. It's one ball and one strike. Cody Bradford dealt with this top third of the order in game one of the series in his lone inning he pitched. 1-1. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner with a slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. Austin Martin popped out against him. Give a base hit to Edward Julian. 1-2, grounded foul, third base side, and it's still a ball and two strikes. Jair Camargo grounded out, and Matt Wallner then grounded out as well. Camargo's now on the injured list. It's Anthony Prado, who was recently called up from high A. Cedar Rapids now hitting third. 1-2. Martin takes inside. Count flattens it. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders, a couple walks in the first inning offensively, but couldn't push anything across. Bradford, the opener today, will just throw one inning. 2-2. Check swing, foul, back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Defense behind Bradford and then behind Slayton, who will come in out of the bullpen for him. Looks like this. J.P. Martinez in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Sandro Fabian in right field. 2-2 again. A chopper out to second. Jax Biggers charges, picks knee high, slings sidearm to first, and gets Martin. One out. That brings Edward Julian to the plate, the left-handed batter. Along the infield, Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop. Jax Biggers at second. Blaine Krim at first. And Matt Watley does the catching today for Frisco. First pitch on the way to Julian. Curveball, strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Julian had that single off of Bradford in the first game, as mentioned. One of four hits he has in this series so far. 0-1 toss. Curveball hit in the air out to shallow left field. Martinez trotting in, makes the chest high catch. A line drive out to left field, and there are two away. Anthony Prado bats now. That's a big out against a left-handed batter, as this year Cody Bradford has had a ton of problems with left-handed batters. Lefties are hitting .425 against him. Righties just .267. A massive difference. Here's the right-handed batting Prado, the pitch. On the outside corner, a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. A fastball. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, nothing here in the bottom of the first. Two out, spaces clear. Bradford, the 0-1. A high fastball. Check swing, he went around, and it's 0-2. Prado, 1-for-5 in his AA debut yesterday, coming up from Cedar Rapids. The Brooklyn, New York native. Here's the 0-2 toss. A line drive off the glove of Blaine Krim, the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Krim skied up in the air, reached the glove up towards the blue skies, and it just went off the tip of his glove and careened down into right field. So a base hit. Oh, it was a very tough play for Krim. That brings Matt Wallner to the plate. Left-handed batter. He's had a monster series, including a crazy day yesterday in which he hit a home run, part of a four-hit day. From the stretch, the pitch home. Bradford misses just low of the zone. One ball and no strikes. Wallner, four hits. His fourth hit with the Wind Surge down to their final strike in the game, an RBI single in the 10th inning to tie it. Sent it to the 11th. The 1-0 pitch. Low of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Wallner hit a home run, his 11th of the year, on a fly ball that just kept carrying and carrying to left field. Harris just kept on drifting back and back and then just ran into the wall, and it left the ballpark for a home run. Bradford, the 2-0. Fits on the outside corner with a heater for a strike, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders hoping for a big offensive day, just like they had yesterday. Bradford kicks and fires in the 2-1. Foul ball straight back to the screen, and it's two balls, two strikes. Anthony Prado picking up the first base hit combined between the two so far today. The two combined for 26 hits yesterday. Rough Riders picking up 15 of those. Bradford looks in for a sign. He comes set. And the left-hander kicks in the 2-2 pitch on the way. Runner takes off, pitches low and away. Watley's throw to second, not in time. Stolen base for Prado. It's his first at the AA level. 3-2 on Wallner. Cody Bradford making his 10th start of the year. He's allowed 6 runs in the first inning this year. Enters in with an 8.31 ERA. He stretches. And the payoff pitch home to Wallner. Just low and outside, ball 4. Runners at first and second, 2 down in the first inning, no score for Chris Williams. Watley will go out and chat with Bradford. Middle infield of Ornelas and Biggers joins him as well. Chris Williams hit a 3-run first inning home run yesterday off of Avery Weems. It was his second first inning 3-run home run in a week's time. He did it down in Corpus Christi as well. Williams, the Garden Grove, California native, former 8th round selection back in 2018. Hitting 303 on the year, 4 homers, 17 knocked in. Bradford looks back, runners at first and second. And the left-hander against the righty at the plate, he offers in. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1 with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Williams, feet close together. Bend to the knees, white batting gloves against a red jersey. Bradford's 0-1. Curveball, check swing, and he was able to hold up. It misses down low and inside. And it's 1-1 on Williams. Yesterday's first inning home run was on a 1-1 pitch. Bradford ready from the stretch. And he kicks and issues in the 1-1. Williams swings and misses on a fastball. Out of the outside edge. 1-2. Bradford trying to get out of a jam here in the first inning. Both teams with 2 aboard in each of their firsts. Bradford trying to make it a scoreless frame. The pitch misses up high with a heater. 2-2. After 27 pitches from Simeon Woods Richardson in his half of the first inning, Cody Bradford about to fire in his 23rd pitch. He kicks and delivers. A pop-up right side, foul territory. This one will find the seats. Still 2-2. Good crowd for day baseball here in Wichita. Good surge have drawn really well this series. 6,000 2 nights ago. Over 4,000 last night. It's a much smaller ballpark than we have at Riders Field, so those numbers feel very big here in this park. Bradford, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him upstairs with a fastball, and Cody Bradford works out of the jam in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, 2 left on. Nothing as we go to the top of the second. Riders and Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Simeon Woods Richardson back to the hill in the top of the second inning. Nothing, nothing. Rough Riders and Windsurge. Woods Richardson walked a pair in the first inning, but stranded them on first and third. And it's yet another inning in which the Rough Riders leave a pair on the base paths, averaging over the last five games 9.8 runners left on base per game. And Frisco is hitting 188 with runners in scoring position this series. J.P. Martinez leads it off. First pitch. Left-handed batter takes a low and inside from the righty, and it's one ball and no strikes. Woods Richardson, 27 pitches in that first inning. Only 14 for strikes. He offers in a check swing. Martinez went around in a pitch that was up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Woods Richardson had an incredible month of April. The pitch is fouled away left side. One ball and two strikes on Martinez. He allowed just one unearned run over 21 and two-thirds innings spanning four starts. 1-2 toss. Martinez takes inside 2-2. Changeup missing from Woods Richardson. He won Texas League Pitcher of the Month. Opponents just hit 101 against him. The offering. Strike three call down the heart of the plate with a changeup. Second strikeout from Woods Richardson, one away. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate now. Well, since then, he's come back to earth. 5.91 ERA in the month of May, and this is his first start in June. Back into his wind, he pitches home. Josh Stowers takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Walks hadn't necessarily been a huge problem this entire season for him. He peels back. 0-1. Stowers swings, comes up empty on a changeup off the outside corner. 0-2. He's walked at least three in a start twice this year. Once three, once four. 0-2. Stowers takes outside. One ball, two strikes. But overall this season, entering into this start, just 15 walks. This is his 10th start of the season. 1-2 on the way. Stowers crushes it into right center field. That one's down. Wallner tries to cut it off in the gap. He does and fires it back in. Josh Stowers to the one-out single. Good to see Stowers finding another way on base here in this series. He's now just 2-for-10, but he's walked six times, and he's been hit by a pitch. So his on-base percentage off the charts here in this series. And Trey Hare finds his way to the plate now. Throw goes over to first. Stowers back in. Hare 3-for-19 in this series with a home run and three knocked in. 2.19 average on the season. Six homers, 25 RBIs. First pitch. Inside. Straightens him up. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders with their first hit in an opposite field single by the right-handed hitting Josh Stowers. And now it's the lefty Hare. Woods Richardson from the stretch. He delivers. Just outside. Two balls, no strikes on Hare. Left-handers have had a really tough time against the changeup specialist Woods Richardson. He sets. 2-0 toss on the way. Actually, Stowers takes off. He steps off, throws down to second. Stowers is saved. So Stowers, without the pitch going home, steals second base, his 11th steal of the season. And what a great move. Stowers, trying to time him up, just took off for second base. Woods Richardson stepped off, turned through, and the tag was late by Ernie Yake, the shortstop. Two balls and two strikes. The home plate umpire, Willie Traynor, says it should be 2-0. Why is it 2-2? From the stretch, Woods Richardson delivers home. High and inside, three balls, no strikes. I don't know why he's holding up 2-2. There wasn't a pitch clock violation. It should be three balls, no strikes on Trey Hare. And they're rechecking the count. Jared Gettert talking to Harrison Silverman, the third base umpire. Ready from the stretch, and time called now. Gettert still talking to Silverman. Riders manager and third base umpire jawing back and forth. What I believe is the 3-0 pitch on the way to Trey Hare. A hard line drive into right field, base hit. Stores getting held at third with the very good arm of Matt Wallner. He fires it back in. Runners on the corners, one out for the Rough Riders on back-to-back singles. Matt Wallner has a cannon for an arm. He was a two-way player at Southern Mississippi, and he threw in the lower 90s. No way you want to run on that arm. Good scouting report and a good hold for Jared Gettert. Matt Watley in the Riders' 9 spot stands in now from the right side. No score, top of the second, one out. Woods Richardson from the stretch. He delivers home. Just off the outside edge, one ball, no strikes. Watley 1-for-12 in the series. He had the at-bat of the series, though. Ended up grounding into a fielder's choice, but it was a 14-pitch at-bat in the 9th inning back in game 4. Throw over to first quickly to check on Hare. Rough Riders with runners on the corners and one down. Pitch home. Watley puts it in the air, right side, foul territory. Williams, the first baseman, over, makes a basket catch. And Watley fouls out on the second pitch. Two down, top of the order now, and Johnny Ornelas. Ornelas with the big home run last night, tying the game in the 9th. His 5th home run of the season. 4 of them have come to leadoff innings this year. Fitting for a leadoff man. Just one of those home runs to leadoff an inning, though, has led off the game. First pitch. He takes low of the zone. Bechtold blocks in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Ornelas drew a walk on an 8-pitch plate appearance in the first to lead off the game. Both singles the Rough Riders have had in the game have come here in this inning. Stower is at third, Hare at first. No score. 1-0 pitch. Ornelas grounds it right side and through for a base hit. Stower scores. Hare up to second on his way to third. The throw goes all the way through and not in time. RBI single for Johnny Ornelas. 21 RBIs for him on the season. Hare goes first to third ahead of the throw. And Ornelas has reached both times today, and he gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage. Ornelas slapped it the opposite way past Chris Williams at first base. If he'd been playing back, it would have been the final out, but he was holding on Trey Hare at first, and he had no way to get over and try and get that baseball. Here's Jax Biggers now. The first pitch is cut on and missed with a changeup, and it's 0-1. So having a runner at first helps the Rough Riders to get the lead. 1-0 here in the second. We'd love to add more against Williams or Simeon Woods Richardson. A 1 pitch to Biggers. Changeup topped off the plate. First base side. Woods Richardson bare hands. Throws to first. Just got in. A nice play by Woods Richardson. And the final out is recorded here in the second. But one run across for the Riders on 3 hits. No errors. 2 left on base. Frisco with a Johnny Ornelas RBI single. They take a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back out of the mound. We thought he was just going to throw one inning. He ends up coming back out. And he faces Deshaun Kersey Jr. to lead things off. 1-0 Rough Riders. First pitch is sent high in the air out to left center field. Martinez going back into the alley. Stowers there as well, and it's Martinez who makes the catch. The left fielder. So a fly ball out to left field. And that is a big pitch for Cody Bradford, who threw a ton of pitches in that first inning. 24, just 16 for strikes. And Andrew Bechtold, right-handed batter, up to the plate now. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second inning. Bradford peels back and deals. A line drive in a left center field for a base hit. Over the top of Johnny Ornelas, Riders shortstop. Andrew Bechtold comes up with a single. Got one right down the heart of the plate on a fastball, and now it's Kevin Merrill. Second hit for the wind surge today. Rough Riders on the back of a Johnny Ornelas RBI single, leading 1-0. Bradford from the stretch, he fires. Low of the zone, picked in the dirt, and it's one ball and no strikes. A curveball misses. It's the bottom third, I should say 6-7-8 in the order for the wind surge here in the second. Merrill, a 246 hitter, 3 homers, 8 RBIs in the season. 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, it's 2 balls, no strikes. As we mentioned earlier, we're keeping an eye on the game in Arlington. Bradford ready from the stretch. And here's the offering in. Right on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, 2-1. Not only are a couple Rough Riders players in the last couple years in the lineup today, with Steele Walker hitting ninth and Ezekiel Duran after making his debut yesterday hitting eighth. It's a good pitching matchup, too. 2-1 is grounded out to second. Biggers has it. Turns, flicks on to second for one. Ornelas to first. Not in time. Fielder's choice goes 4-6. Two outs. Runner at first for Ernie Yake in the ninth spot. 1-0 Riders in the second. Martin Perez makes the start for Texas. The pitcher of the month in the American League for the month of May. He had a sub.5 ERA in May. And a 1.42 ERA entering today's action leads all of Major League Baseball for Martin Perez. Pitch home for Bradford. This is outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. His mound opponent on the other side is George Kirby, one of the Rangers' top pitching, or one of the Mariners' top pitching prospects, I should say. Bradford ready from the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch on the way. A line drive into a shallow right field, and that sends Fabian back a couple steps, now comes in. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the second. George Kirby, former Arkansas Traveler, was the opening day starter against the Rough Riders at Riders Field back on April 8th. So we'll keep an eye on that game. Neither Duran nor Walker have had their first ABs yet in the game. We go to the top of the third inning. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top three in Wichita, Kansas. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage, and they send Blaine Krim, Josh Saleh, and Sandro Fabian 3-4-5 against Simeon Woods Richardson. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Krim. He takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on what is a beautiful day for baseball, about 78 degrees and sunny here in Wichita. Woods Richardson winds in the 1-0 pitch. A strike in the outside corner with a change. One ball and one strike. Krim grounded out to second his first time up. Seeing seven pitches from Woods Richardson, who has really seen his pitch count drive up in the first two frames. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Krim comes up empty on a pitch low of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Woods Richardson with 46 pitches through his first two innings. He's ahead one ball and two strikes on Blaine Krim here in the third. Looks in over the top of a red glove, winds back in the 1-2. Fastball, line foul right side. Still 1-2 on Krim. Well, the Rough Riders without Ezekiel Duran in their lineup. No Dustin Harris today as he had to step aside for a wedding. He'll be back. Here's the wind back in the 1-2 pitch. Bounces low in the dirt, back to the backstop. And it's two balls and two strikes. The lineup looks a little bit different now with Josh Saleh in there. Jax Biggers hitting second. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Low off the outside corner, three balls, two strikes. Not to mention Justin Foscue, who's on the injured list. Hopefully he'll be back for that Amarillo series. But that's three out of the top six that the Rough Riders are used to seeing. Not in there. Payoff pitch. High pop-up. Shallow center field. The second baseman, Julian, going back. He's under it. Makes the catch two-handed. Josh Saleh steps in now. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead in the top of the third. It seemed like Frisco always had some combination of that top six with Johnny Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, Justin Foscue, Blaine Krim, Ezekiel Duran. It was a very good top six. The pitch. Saleh takes a change up top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lineup's going to look a little bit more different, even more than it does right now. In a few weeks, though, and the Rough Riders start to lose some guys to call-ups. The pitch is fouled away back behind home, and it's 0-2. That's to be expected. Guys been playing very well, including Blaine Krim, Ornelas, Martinez, guys who might be up in AAA in a few weeks. 0-2. Saleh takes strike three, call to the knees. He thought it was low on a curveball. Willie Trainer calls him out on strikes. Third strikeout by Simeon Woods Richardson. Two outs in the third inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Sandro Fabian makes his way in. Let's Richardson deliver. A high drive into left center field with some carry. Martin going back to the warning track, looking up. It's gone into the bullpen. Sandro Fabian with a solo home run, and the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. Second day in a row with a home run for Sandro Fabian, his 7th of the season, 18 RBIs, and the Rough Riders are out in front by 2. Fabian with a 416-foot home run to left center field into the bullpen, home of the wind surge, 103 miles an hour off the bat. J.P. Martinez stands in now, and the pitch on the way. A check swing, strike called outside corner. 0-1. Back-to-back days of the home run for Sandro Fabian. The offering is lined down the right field line and foul. 0-2. His one yesterday went off the bottom of the scoreboard in left center field. This one, he picks in on the bullpen in left center. It's a little bit more towards center field. 0-2 pitch. Martinez takes strike three, called in the inside corner. Fourth strikeout for Simeon Woods Richardson, and the Riders top of the third ends, but not before a run on a hit. No errors, nobody left on base. Sandro Fabian, another home run, his 7th of the year. And we go to the bottom half of the third inning. 2-0, Rough Riders out in front on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Cody Bradford's back out for the third inning. 2-0 Rough Riders, and the first pitch home is sent high in the air into shallow right field off of Austin Martin's bat. Here comes Sandro Fabian. He makes the catch. And there's the first out of the third inning. We were told that Cody Bradford was only going to go one inning, and then it was going to be Justin Slayton immediately after that, but Cody Bradford is out for the third. All right. Well, he only went one inning in his start on Tuesday, so extending him a little bit more. Here's the pitch on the way. On the outside corner at the knees to Edward Julian, 0-1. Rough Riders a 2-0 lead on the back of an RBI single from Johnny Ornelas and a solo home run by Sandro Fabian. 0-1. Just low off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. So Cody Bradford has allowed a hit in each inning so far, but has not surrendered a run. 1-1 pitch. Low, and it's two balls, one strike. He's thrown a fair amount of pitches, but has not looked terrible by any means. He winds back in the 2-1 on the way. High. Three balls, one strike. His next offering will be number 38 for Bradford. Expecting to see Justin Slayton come out of the bullpen, most likely in the fourth. Bradford's 3-1. A line drive into right center field. That's down. And it scoots into the alley where Fabian cuts it off. Julian, a wide turn. He's on his way to second, and he's in there. Oh, man. So Fabian
cut it off, bobbled it, and dropped the baseball, barehanded it, just kind of lofted it back into the infield. Julian, a wide turn around first base. He stopped, saw Fabian drop the ball, and then headed on to second, and that's why you round the base with your head up. So that's a single E9. And Anthony Prado makes his way home. Prado, a single back in the first, going to the opposite field. Feet very close together and closed off from his stance. Radford's pitch, down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Prado playing in his second game in his Double-A career, 1-for-5 yesterday. 24-year-old, 5'10", 186 pounds. 1-0 pitch, runner goes for third, down low off the outside corner, and no throw. Julian swipes his sixth bag of the season, easily taking third. Radford didn't pay any attention to him. A high leg kick and a breaking ball off the outside corner, and Watley just thought better of it than throwing down. The runner at third now, one out here in the third, 2-0 Rough Riders, 2-0 pitch. A high fly ball out to left field. Martinez back. Julian tags. Martinez comes in, makes the catch. Julian to the plate. Here comes the throw. Not in time. It hits him, and Karam's back behind home. Julian comes in to score on the sacrifice fly, and it's now 2-1. Frisco leads. Two outs, base is clear for Matt Wallner. Martinez did a good job coming in and getting behind the ball, and his throw was right on line, but it hit Julian in the back. That's how well on line it was on one hop. Lefty-lefty, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change low of the zone, 0-1. So the Rough Riders allow their first run of the ball game. It's 2-1, Frisco out in front. 0-1 toss. Wallner spoils and foul. Off to the left side, and it's 0-2. Two-run lead for the Rough Riders is their largest lead since game one of the series. 0-2. Strike three called down the heart of the plate with a fastball. And on three pitches, Bradford dispatches of Wallner for his second strikeout. One run across on one hit, an error, and nobody left on base. Top four around the corner. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top half of the fourth inning. Happy to have you along in Wichita, Kansas. Frisco, a 2-1 advantage. Run in the second, run in the third. Wichita finds their first run of the ballgame in the bottom half of the third as well. First pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders send the bottom third of the over. Stowers, Hare, and Watley up against Simeon Woods Richardson. Quickest inning in terms of pitch count his last time out. The offering slips high. And it's one ball and one strike. Just a 14-pitch frame in that third. It's been a laborious start for him so far as he deals in. And it's right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, 1-2. This next pitch will be number 64 for him in the outing as we play in the fourth. 1-2. A fly ball softly hit into left field. Yake going back. Kersey Jr. coming in. Dives, and he makes the catch. What a play by Deshaun Kersey Jr. diving in from left field, and he robs Josh Stowers. A spectacular catch, headlong dive, backhanded reach out, and he caught it. Josh Stowers is used to doing that to others, not used to having it happen to himself. Gettert. Oh, man, that's the first time I've mispronounced his name on air in 2 years. Jared Gettert out there talking with Harrison Silverman, the third base umpire. He's not going to win that appeal. So Trey Hare into the plate now, the first pitch. Curveball top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Hare a single on a 3-0 pitch back in the second. He was stranded at third base. Rough Riders have left four out in the pond so far today. The offering is bunted foul back behind home. 0-2. Frisco leads 2-1. We play in the top of the fourth inning, one out. Keeping an eye on the Rangers game going on in Arlington. They're in the top of the second, no score. The pitch is fouled high in the air, back behind home. Bechtold gives it a look, but it's into the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. Rangers went down in order in the first inning. No room for Duran or Walker yet in the eight and the nine spots in the order. 0-2 to Hare. A line drive down the right field line. That one falls in. Wallner cuts it off, and Hare stops it first with a single. His second hit in as many trips. Trey Hare, five hits in the series now, and Matt Watley makes his way in. There's a pitch up and in on the hands of Hare. He fought it off on a softly hit line drive and a right. And now Matt Watley, who popped up into foul territory down the first baseline his first time up. Woods Richardson from the stretch. Here's the offering in. A fly ball to left field. This one right at Kersey Jr. Two steps to his right. He makes the catch. Two outs. Top of the order now for the Rough Riders, Johnny Ornelas. Frisco leading 2-1. Top of the fourth. Ornelas has reached twice in his two trips, a walk and an RBI single. Woods Richardson, bright red glove, comes to his top of the belt. He pitches. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Ornelas entered into today's game hitting .339. Throw over to first and Hare's back in. It was the fourth best mark in the Texas League. And his 63 hits. Tied for seventh in all of minor league baseball. 0-1. Ornelas takes inside. One ball and one strike. Ornelas has 18 multi-hit games this year to lead the club. He's been a hit-em-in-bunches kind of guy. Second is Blaine Krim with 17 multi-hit games. 1-1. Ornelas puts it in the air, foul right side. One ball, two strikes. To put that into perspective, Ornelas in today's game, actually, let's not count today's game. Not counting today's game, he's played 44. So that means in 41% of his games, he's had two or more hits. That is really good. 1-2. Breaking ball, looped into shallow right field, down the line, Wallner over, it's a fair ball! Hare around second on his way to third. Ornelas back into first on a throw behind him, and he's safe. And make it 19 multi-hit games in 45 contests this year. Johnny Ornelas has reached three times, and he puts runners on the corners with two outs here for Frisco in the fourth. A pitch on the outside corner. He slowed up his swing and just lofted it down the right field line. It fell just inside the line. Wallner got to it quickly and threw behind Ornelas. He had to dive back into first base, and he was in just ahead of the throw. So it's Jax Bigger's turn now. Woods Richardson from the stretch. Pitches to the left-handed batter. It's low and inside. One ball, no strikes. So make it 19 multi-hit games in 45 games. That's a 42% clip. 42% of his games have had multiple hits this year. That's how you hit over 340. 1-0 pitch on the way. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Frisco now with six hits. Playing the top of the fourth inning. Series finale of six. Woods Richardson checks on Ornelas with a throw over. He's back in with a head first dive. Doesn't matter really who's been on first. Ornelas, or I should say Woods Richardson, has really kept a close eye on them. 1-1. Biggers grounds it foul first base side, and Woods Richardson is now ahead. One ball, two strikes. Up next, the Rough Riders will take off tonight. Or I should say, will take tonight off. They'll take off tomorrow. They'll be on the bus during the off day. Head over to Amarillo, and they'll take on the Sod Poodles in game one of that series. The pitch home. Runner goes low off the outside corner. No throw down to second. Ornelas swipes the bag, his third of the season, and it's now two in scoring position with two outs for the Rough Riders. Two balls, two strikes on Jax Biggers. Rough Riders are the one-run advantage. They'd love to tack on right here. That first game of the series coming on Tuesday in Amarillo, a 7:05 first pitch time. The first five games are all 7:05. The Sunday game is a 6:05 game in Amarillo. 2-2 to Biggers. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Biggers strikes out, and the Riders leave a pair aboard. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the home half of the fourth inning. Rough Riders, a 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back out for the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders a 2-1 lead. Chris Williams leads it off in the left-hander's first pitch. High and outside with a fastball. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with two runs. One in each of the second and the third innings. 1-0 toss. Just outside, didn't miss by much. Two balls, no strikes. And the one run for the wind surge coming in the bottom half of the third inning. Bradford flutters the glove. He winds in the 2-0. Outside, misses with a fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Pulse side shift on the defensive side of the outfield against Chris Williams, who struck out his first time up. Very similar shift on the infield to the pulse side for the right-handed batter. 3-0. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, 3-1. Justin Slayton is starting to get loose a little bit out in the Riders' bullpen. 3-1. A high fly ball out to left field. Martinez gives up on it, and that one is way gone up onto the concourse and up over the building beyond the concourse in left field. Holy mackerel. An absolute moonshot to left field. 107 miles an hour off the bat by Chris Williams, his fifth home run of the season, and he's homered in consecutive ball games. Got a 3-1 pitch and clobbered it out to left. Here's Deshaun Kersey Jr. in the pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Chris Williams knew it as soon as he hit it. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Kersey behind 0-2. We're tied at 2 here in the fourth inning now. Kersey scored the game-winning run yesterday on the walk-off single in the 11th inning. It's off the bat of Dennis Ortega. 0-2. Law off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Miss with the breaking ball. Kersey started at second in that 11th inning. It was a first-pitch single from Ortega into left field. And if it were any other runner, maybe not have scored. 1-2. Misses up high. Two balls, two strikes. It's one of those what-ifs. The inning in the 10th continued because of a catcher's interference. And then Kersey made the final out by flying out to center in the 10th. 2-2. Grounder out to second, right to Jax Biggers. He swallows it up. A crow hop and throws on to first. One away here in the fourth inning. Andrew Bechtold, who singled his last time up, in from the right side now. Tied game at 2-2 in the home half of the fourth. In that game in the 10th inning, the reason why it was such a big catcher's interference there is because Kersey was the final out instead of the man who had the catcher's interference, Chris Williams, the pitch. And the outside edge for a strike to Bechtold, and it's 0-1. And Kersey is a much better runner than Williams is. I don't think Williams would have scored on that single, the pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. On the catcher's interference, it was a pop out to short, and it looked like the inning was over, and then the catcher's interference was called. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. High heater up and out of the zone. Two balls, one strike. Or make it one ball, two strikes. Bradford flutters the glove again, winds back, offers in, fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes to the fastball. Now, if it were Williams and he was held at third base, you'd have runners on the corners and nobody out after that single, and that'd be a tough thing to get out of in a tie game in the 11th anyway for Grant Wolfram. 1-2. Grounded foul back behind home plate. Breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Nonetheless, the Rough Riders did lose in the walk-off last night. They're now tied at 2-2. 1-2 toss. High off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the wind back by the left-hander. He offers home. Misses up high. Ball four. Ball three, I should say. Three balls, two strikes. Curveball just missed. One out, one in here in the fourth. Left-hander's payoff. Fastball, line foul, right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Two runs on four hits for the wind surge. Rough Riders, two runs on six hits. One error defensively. Payoff pitch. Radford misses down low and inside. Ball four. One on base runner for eight-hole hitting Kevin Merrill. Counts into a fielder's choice in the second. Matt Watley goes out and chats. Riders catcher. Merrill 1-for-5 in this series. He had been penciled into the lineup two different occasions and then did not play. It was a late lineup scratch. Went through a non-COVID illness. Wasn't feeling too well, and now he's feeling a lot better. Lefty-lefty. Radford delivers. Foul back. 0-1. Well, keep an eye on the Rangers game. It's 1-0. Adolis Garcia with a solo home run off George Kirby. And Ezekiel Duran is up right now, looking for his first major league hit. Hey, and there it is. Here's the offering in. Runner goes. Pitches a strike. Watley throws down to second. Couldn't get the ball out of his glove. And they caught him anyway. Oh, man. He double clutched. Bechtold slides into second, and he's called out. The throw down to Johnny Ornelas. Bechtold was called out for some reason. Looking at the replay, I don't know how in the world he was called out. I don't know what he saw. He beat it by a mile. He is safe every day. Wow, Rough Riders will take it. My goodness. I mean, there are blown calls, and then there's whatever the heck that was. 0-2 to Merrill is low off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. My goodness. Two down, bases clear. The 1-2. Low and away, 2-2. Well, back to the Rangers game. Ezekiel Duran with a base hit on a ground ball to the third baseman, Eugenio Suarez. So he has his first major league hit. Congratulations to Ezekiel Duran. The 2-2. Ground ball out to second base. Jax Biggers has it. He flicks on to first. There's the final out of the fourth. And unfortunately, Steele Walker just popped out of the shortstop, J.P. Crawford. But Cody Bradford does get through the fourth inning. A ground out ends it. One run across on one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth. Tied at 2-2. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall. Goodbye.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top five, Frisco and Wichita, all tied at 2. 3-4-5 due up for the Rough Riders, Krim, Saleh, and Fabian. Here's Woods Richardson with the first pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Krim 0-for-2 today. Rough Riders with six hits on the offensive side. 1-0 pitch. Krim sends a high fly ball to center field. Martin backing up on it a couple steps. He now trots in, makes the catch. Fly ball out to center field, and that brings Josh Sale to the plate. Austin Martin making his 52nd career start out in center field in the minor leagues. He was a shortstop and third baseman at Vanderbilt in college, but there's a pretty good guy playing at shortstop right now up in the big leagues for the Twins. That's Carlos Correa. He's signed to a long-term deal, and center field might be a better option. The pitch home to Sale is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That being said, there's a pretty good guy in center field in Byron Buxton with the Twins as well. When he's healthy, he's one of the best players in baseball. 0-1. Sale takes outside. One ball and one strike. Josh Sale looking for that first career double-A hit. Playing in affiliated baseball for the first time today since 2014. The pitch, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. The 30-year-old last played for High A Charlotte, playing 90 games in 2014 with a 657 OPS. Offering it, grounder foul right side. Two balls, two strikes. Really good to see him back in a minor league baseball uniform and trying to get to the major leagues and fulfill that dream. Here's the look in by Woods Richardson. One out, bases clear. He winds back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup off the outside corner. Sale strikes out, and there are two outs. 6 strikeouts for Simeon Woods Richardson. Sandro Fabian stands in now. Rough Riders and Windsurge tied at 2. First pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Fabian homered his last time up. 416-foot shot to left center. 1-0. Takes a change for a strike. Down the heart of the plate, 1-1. Fabian now home runs in back-to-back games. 7 on the season, 1-1. Grounded foul, third base side, another changeup. And it's one ball, two strikes. The changeup is in the low 80s. It'll be 80 to 82 miles an hour. Go along with the 92 to 93 mile an hour fastball that Wood Richardson possesses, I should say, the 1-2. Check swing and a foul back into Bechtold's glove. He hangs on. There's strikeout number 7. The side is retired here in the 5th inning. The run hits airs. Nobody left on base. It's the first 1-2-3 inning for either side. Going to the home half of the 5th inning. Rough Riders and Windsurge tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the 5th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We go into the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cody Bradford done after four innings of work. Left-handed batter Ernie Yank in the ninth spot leads things off. Then Austin Martin and Edward Julian. Ready from the stretch, Tiedemann offers. A little nubber back to the hill. Kicks off the mound. Oddly out to short. Backhanded stop Ornelas. He throws onto first and gets him. And there's one out. It was a ground ball right off the end of the bat. Nubbed back to the hill. It hit off the side of the mound. And instead of going up the middle, caromed off to the right side of Ornelas, who ended up having to charge in and backhand it. Still got Yake at first base. So one up, one down on the first pitch from Ty Tiedemann. And we go back up to the top of the order. Austin Martin, who makes his way in. Open stance. Right-handed batter. Here's Tiedemann from the stretch, and he deals home. Breaking ball. Inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Final line on Cody Bradford, the Rough Riders starter. Two runs allowed on four hits over four innings of work. Two strikeouts. The pitch is off the outside corner, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Two walks allowed by Bradford in his start. He'll exit with a no decision. 1-1. Off the outside corner, back to the backstop. Two balls, one strike. Well, really cool moment for the Tiedemann family as Ricky, Ty's brother, just entered the top 100 prospects by MLB.com. He's now number 100 pitcher in the Blue Jays system, pitching in high A. And those two are extremely close, and Ty very proud of his brother, Ricky. The pitch. High off the outside corner, three balls, one strike. He's pitched very well in high A so far. Tiedemann ready, sets up near his chin. 3-1 pitch, cut and a miss. Blew it by him, and it's 3-2. Tiedemann entering into this appearance of 5-0-4 ERA. 3-0 record, making his 14th outing of the year. Offering home. Just down low and inside. Didn't miss by much. Ball four. One out, base runner in the fifth. 2-2 game. Edward Julian makes his way to the plate. Well, Ricky Tiedemann, Ty's brother, in three starts at high A for Vancouver in the Northwest League, a 0.61 ERA. 14 two-thirds innings. He's allowed just one earned. Pitches off the outside corner, and it's one ball, no strikes to the left-handed hitting Julian from the righty Tiedemann. How about that? 19 strikeouts to two walks in those 14 two-thirds innings. He's only surrendered six base hits in the three starts. What a start to his high A career, and very good for the Tiedemann family. Really, really cool. Ty's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Justin Slayton is warming out in the Rough Riders bullpen. He was the expected long relief man to come in after Bradford was supposed to throw one inning. He ended up going four. So Slayton will more than likely finish out the ball game, if not throw three innings. The pitch. Chopper foul right side. It's two balls and one strike. It's after Tiedemann's done in this inning of work. One out, runner at first. Tiedemann making his second appearance in this series. Came in through a third of an inning, allowing a couple base runners on a walk and a reached on an error back in game three. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. He issues home. A high fly ball hit to center field. Stowers back to the warning track. He's nearing the wall, and he makes the catch with his back against the wall in dead center field. Martin back to first, and there are two outs. Boy, you can't hit a ball much further in this ballpark with the friendly confines containing it. They just did. And Stowers, with his back against the wall in center field, makes the catch. Two outs for Anthony Brotto. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. And the pitch is just off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Tied at two, home half of the fifth. Prado one for one with a single and a sac fly. The pitch is off the outside corner and it's two balls, no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. The offering is grounded to third. Trey Hare makes a nice short hop pickoff to his left, slings it on to first, and gets him. Oh, so casual over at third for Trey Hare on a nice pick. And the side comes to a close. No runs on, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Just a harmless walk for Ty Tiedemann in an otherwise clean inning in the fifth. Top six coming up, Riders and Windsurge tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll into the top of the sixth inning in Frisco, tied up with Wichita 2-2. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on a beautiful day in Wichita, Kansas. It's been a wonderful host city here in Wichita with Riverfest going on across the river right next to our hotel. A lot of people in town from the surrounding areas here in Wichita enjoying the festivities and really nice weather after the first 2 days were a little crummy. Here's J.P. Martinez to start things off against a new pitcher, Cody Funderburk. A bunt up the first baseline, picked by Chris Williams. He tags out J.P. Martinez, and there's the first down of the first pitch by Funderburk. Josh Stowers makes his way in. Funderburk started in game two of the doubleheader. He's back on Wednesday. First pitch to Stowers. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Funderburk got the spot start, but he's been a long reliever this season for the Windsurge. He's been really good, too. The offering. Stowers takes high and tight, 1-1. 25-year-old out of Dallas Baptist. Mesa, Arizona native. 5-0 with a 1.67 ERA. 1-1. Stowers cuts and misses. High fastball, and it's 1-2. Funderburk pitched really well in that game. Four shutout innings with four strikeouts. 1-2. Hard ground ball on one hop right to Yake at short. He picks chest high, throws under first, and gets Stowers. Two outs. Two up, two down for Funderburk. 26 strikeouts over 32 and a third innings, but a whole lot of ground ball outs over the course of his career. He's been a ground ball pitcher. That brings Trey Hare to the plate. Left-hander against left-hander. Hare has a couple singles today. He and Johnny Ornelas, the two Rough Riders with multiple hits. First toss. straightens him up, peels him back on a high inside fastball. One ball, no strikes. Funderburk ready from the stretch. Pull side on the infield. Offering is fouled back. Ball and a strike. Continue to check in on the Rangers game. Hey, and just as we pull it up, Marcus Semien just hit his third home run of the season. It's now 2-0 Texas. Got a slider from George Kirby and yanked it out to left field for a homer. 1-1. Off the outside edge, and it's two balls and one strike to Hare. So a pair of solo home runs, one from Adolis Garcia, one from Marcus Semien, and the former Arkansas traveler George Kirby finds himself down 2-0. The pitch, a swing and a miss. 2-2 on Trey Hare on a fastball riding high and tight. Oh, Ezekiel Duran has his first major league hit. Steele Walker's 0-1 in his first major league at bat. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. 1-2-3 inning for Cody Funderburk. Picks up his first strikeout, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom six around the other side of this break. Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton out of the Riders' bullpen in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Ty Tiedemann goes one inning, as we thought. And now it is Justin Slayton, who is originally the starter for today's ballgame. Cody Bradford opened up today's game, and now it's the big man, Justin Slayton, the 6'5", Hallsville, Texas native, just outside Longview, about 3 hours to the east of Dallas. Matt Wallner, the first man he faces, and Chris Williams and Deshaun Kersey Jr. It's 4-5-6, middle third of the order. Justin Slayton threw really well in his last outing, but the line doesn't necessarily dictate that. He's ready from the stretch, and the first pitch to Wallner. A check swing and a high fastball. He's able to hold up, and it's one ball and no strikes. Former third-round pick by the Rangers in the 2019 draft out of New Mexico. Slayton allowed 3 runs over 3 2/3. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside with the off-speed, and it's one ball and one strike. Those 3 runs all came in his final inning of work. 1-1. Way off the outside corner. Just slipped out of his hand. All the way back to the backstop, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Looks down at his hand and gets things all settled. The tough thing was the walks. The 3 2/3 innings, he walked 5. He offers in the 2-1. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Overall, walks have been a trouble for him this season. 22 walks in 25 and a third innings. He stretches in the 3-1 pitch. Grounder out to second. Biggers dives, and it's under his glove in the right field for a hit. Leadoff single for Matt Wallner. Tie game at 2-2, bottom half of the sixth inning, and a leadoff runner aboard against Justin Slayton. A ball that Biggers dove for, almost a dive slide off to his right, and it just went under his glove. Chris Williams hits now. He homered his last time up on a bomb to left field, up over the concourse above the burn. Slayton's pitch. Curveball hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Slayton has had some really good outings this year, including a shutout outing against Midland, allowing just one hit over his five frames. 0-1 off the outside corner and low in the dirt. Watley blocks 1-1. And then in relief against Corpus Christi, right at the end of the first series of that last two-week homestand for Frisco, he struck out seven in relief in 3 2/3 innings, allowing just one run. 1-1. Wallner goes, pitches outside, throw to second is high, and Wallner slides in safely. Sixth steal, second of the series for Wallner. Two balls, one strike. Thing for Justin Slayton is just putting it all together. That's what he did in that Midland start. Only one walk. In outings in which he's had only one walk, the most runs he's allowed, two. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 2-2. But in outings where he's walked more than one is where he's run into a lot of issues, allowing five runs, the most he's ever allowed, in Tulsa. The pitch. Inside, breaking ball just misses. Was the curve, and it's three balls, two strikes. Slayton goes fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Slayton, the 3-2. High drive deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is a foul ball. Whew. Williams just hooked it foul, and it's still three balls, two strikes. Slayton has not had a problem with the home run ball this year, just three home runs allowed in 25 and a third innings. Slayton ready from the stretch, closed off. First base side of the rubber, the right-hander looks at second and deals. A line drive down the left field line again, and it's foul once again, this time onto the grass down the left field line. Still three balls, two strikes. Slayton's numbers this year, 0-2 with a 4.97 ERA, making his 10th outing, fifth out of the bullpen. Earlier this week, with Sam Huff graduating the prospect list, Justin Slayton became the number 30 prospect in the Rangers system. He kicks in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a curveball low and away. First strikeout for Slayton, one away. Deshaun Kersey Jr. stands in now. Rough Riders tied up with a wind surge at 2-2. Kersey 0 for 2 today. Sun-soaked field here at Riverfront Stadium. Slayton delivers in. It's a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, 2 runs, 6 hits in an error. Wind surge, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Rough Riders have committed at least one error in every game this series now. Slayton ready from the stretch, and he pitches home. A high chopper third base side. Hare has it. The third baseman sets his feet, throws him out at first. 2 outs. Wallner down to third. And Andrew Bechtold makes his way to the plate. The runner at third and 2 outs, tied at 2. To correct myself, every game in this series except for the opener played airless ball game in the opening game. But errors in five of the last six. If you go back to last Sunday against San Antonio. First pitch to Bechtel. High and tight, one ball, no strikes. Entering into this game, or into the series, I should say, the Rough Riders, the best defensive team in the league, numbers-wise. Slayton, the 1-0 toss. Curveball, high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Slayton trying to work around a leadoff single here in the sixth. He's gone single, stolen base, strikeout. Ground out to third. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of the change. 2-1. That's a gorgeous pitch. Bechtold has reached twice. He's singled and walked in his two trips. A couple of first place teams duking it out in the Texas League. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball off the outside corner again. It's 2-2. It's gone from 2-0 to 2-2. Both the teams that are closest to the Rough Riders and Wind Surge are not playing today. San Antonio and Tulsa, a COVID-affected game cancellation both yesterday and today. Slayton from the stretch, the 2-2. Curveball just inside. Did not miss by much, and it's three balls, two strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. Runner at third. 3-2. High and tight. Ball four. Two out free pass puts runners on the corners for the left-handed hitting Kevin Merrill. Slayton, as mentioned, has the trouble with the walks. He puts a runner aboard. Runners on the corners. The right-hander faces the lefty. Left-handers have had slightly more success against Slayton this year. The pitch finds the outside edge for a strike. First pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. But not by much. Lefty's hitting 219, righty's 200. And again, Slayton doesn't give up a ton of hits. He readies from the stretch in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. It's the walks that have really hurt him this year. As a reliever this year, opponents just hitting 182 off him. The pitch, fouled straight back, he's ahead 1-2. Tied at two, runners on the corners, bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders hoping to take this game and split the six-game series with a Wind Surge. Falling last night in extra innings, 8-7. Walk-off base hit from Dennis Ortega, who's not in the lineup today for the Wind Surge. 0-2 day for, or 0-4 today for Kevin Merrill. Slayton ahead, 1-2. He fires over to first. Bechtold's back in. He's 1-for-1 in stolen bases. 1-for-2, I should say, after getting caught stealing in the fourth inning on a puzzling call by Harrison Silverman. The umpire who, well, we shouldn't really comment on it. It was an interesting call. The 1-2. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield shifts to the opposite way for Merrill. Infield to pull. Offering in. Down low and inside, and we've gone full. Three balls, two strikes. Nine-hole hitting Ernie Yank is on deck. Yank is 0-for-2. Neither team has scored since the fourth. No crooked numbers up on the scoreboard either. 3-2. Runner goes. Hit foul at the plate. Still three balls, two strikes. Wallner at third, Bechtold at first. He'll take off on this next pitch, too. Slayton tucks the glove under his left arm, looks in for a sign. He's got it from Watley. And the right-handers pay off. Low and inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks. Bases loaded, two outs for Ernie Yake. Arduous inning for Justin Slayton, and here comes Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach. Slayton gave up the single, got two outs pretty easily. And now all of a sudden he's thrown 28 pitches in this inning, just 14 for strikes. And the Rough Riders have their bullpen going. Frisco getting a right-hander loosening. Looks like Seth Nordlund's getting up. The base is loaded, two outs here in the sixth. And Ernie Yake is the batter. Here's the right-hander from the stretch. He delivers. Curveball high and away. One ball, no strikes. So now 29 pitches for Justin Slayton. Usually 30 is where they like to cut him off. One nothing offering. A strike with a curveball on the inside corner at the knees. One and one. Big alley out in left center field to the opposite way. Wallner at third, Bechtold at second, Merrill at first, and now time is called. Yake steps out, wants a redo of the signs. Watley does at least. And Slayton ready from the stretch, tan glove at the belt. And the 1-2, or 1-1 I should say, is a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Looking a little bit in the future there, it's now one ball and two strikes. Soft wind blowing in from right field with the American flag down the right field line billowing in the breeze. 1-2. Curveball whacked the other way down the left field line and foul. Still one ball, two strikes. That one had not only extra bases but three runs written all over it. Here's the stretch. Slayton's pitch. Curveball just high and outside. Two balls, two strikes on Ernie Yake. 0 for 2 today. 2 for 8 in the series with a double. Playing just his ninth game for the Windsurf. Slayton issues in the 2-2. A drive down the right field line in towards the corner. It's fair. Wallner comes in to score. Bechtold right behind him. Here comes Merrill to the plate. He'll score without a throw. Bases clearing double for Ernie Yake. And it's 5-2 Windsor. Yake with his third double of the season. The three RBIs now gives him four on the year. A rifle shot down the right field line, and Justin Slayton lasts just two-thirds of an inning. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and he'll make the move. Seth Nordlund comes out of the Rough Riders' bullpen. Frisco trailing 5-2. We'll be back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning after this here on the Riders' Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordlund out of the Riders bullpen to face Austin Martin at the top of the card. First pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders allowing three runs here in the sixth inning and now trail 5-2 to Wichita. A three-run double by nine-hole hitting Ernie Yake. Nordlund kicks in the 0-1. Martin shatters his bat, grounds it out to short. Ornelas gobbles it up, fires on to first and gets him for the final out here in the sixth inning. Just two pitches all Nordlund needs to retire the side, but the damage done. Three runs across on two hits, no errors, runner left stranded. Rough Riders now trailing 5-2 to the top of the seventh. Riders Baseball Network will be right back.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back inside Wichita. The Rough Riders trailing 5-2 as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Matt Watley starts it off for Frisco. Cody Funderburk back out there after a 1-2-3 sixth inning. And he offers home. Watley takes just high, one ball, no strikes. Ernie Yake, a three-run double. Bottom half of the sixth inning, opening up this game. 1-0. Watley charges it in the left center field into the alley and down all the way to the wall. He cruises around first and pulls in at second with a leadoff double. Matt Watley with his third double of the season. Solid smash into left center field. And the Rough Riders trying to begin a comeback attempt. Leadoff runner at second. And Johnny Ornelas makes his way to the plate. He's reached three times with a walk and a couple singles. Right-hander against the left-hander. Offering in. Slips off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas, that walk to lead off the ball game. RBI single to right field in the second. The pitch is lined out to short. Backhanded stop by Yake. Sets his feet. Long throw to first, and he gets him. One out. That brings Jax Biggers to the plate. And he had that single to right field as well.
The second baseman, Jax Biggers.
So Jax Biggers makes his way in. He's 0 for 3 today. 3 for 17 to start his season with the Rough Riders, coming back from a hip injury he suffered in spring training. Whatley takes his lead from second. Riders down by 3 in the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Biggers, a couple ground outs and a strikeout. 0-1. Hard grounder up the middle. The second baseman, Julian, dives, stops with a backhand, up to his feet, throws on a first, not in time. Biggers beats it out. Whatley down to third base. Infield single to the second baseman, Julian. And Jax Biggers, his first hit today. Good hustle. And beating it out. Julian did everything he could. A diving backhanded stop. Got up to his feet very quickly and unleashed a strong throw right on target, but Biggers just too much speed. So runners on the corners, and here's Blaine Krim representing the tying run. First pitch, a high fly ball out to right field. Wallner cuts over into the right center alley. He's under it, makes the catch. Whatley tags. He comes in to score from third, and the Rough Riders cut the deficit to 2 runs now. Sacrifice fly from Blaine Krim. He knocks in a run. His 35th RBI of the year. There are two down with Biggers at first for Josh Saleh. Saleh 0 for 2 with a walk back in the first inning, looking for his first career double-A hit. No batting gloves. Pitch home. Finds the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Right or left-hander on left-hander. The pitch, Biggers takes off. It's fouled up in the air, behind home, and into the seats. Oh, and a fan brought his glove. It went into his glove, and then he squeezed too hard. It popped out. Oh, and he slaps the seat in disgust to himself. A kid ended up with a baseball in the first row, so that's a good thing. But that's kind of embarrassing for that gentleman back in the fourth row. You bring your glove, you got to make the catch. Come on. Pitch on the way. Saleh swings and misses and strikes out. And the side comes to a close here in the seventh. One run across for the Riders on 2 hits. No errors and one runner left on the base paths. Home half of the seventh coming up. It's time to stretch. Riders trailing by a score of 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordlund offers into Edward Julian a strike. The inside corner, and it's 0-1. Julian, Prado, and Wallner here in the seventh with the Riders trailing 5-3. Nordlund from the stretch, he kicks deals. Off the outside corner with a changeup, and it's now 1-1. Nordlund, the fourth pitcher used by the Riders today after a season-high 7 pitchers yesterday in the 11-inning game. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's 1-2. Justin Slayton goes two-thirds of an inning, allowing 3 runs on 2 hits. Strikeout, 2 walks. 1-2. Ground ball out to second. Biggers collects off to his right. Falls down to his knees, and from his knees, he throws on to first for the out. One away. Anthony Prado now. One for 2 days for the designated hitter, a single, a sack fly, and a ground out. Short in stature, just 5'10". Looking like an old school baseball player with his closed off stance, and the pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wichita, 5 runs on 6 hits, 0-1. Check swing, he went around on a pitch off the outside corner, 0-2. Frisco, 3 runs on 7 hits today. Let's take a look around the Texas League and Rangers organization. The offering in is fouled away back behind home. Still no balls, 2 strikes to Prado. 1 out, base is clear in the 7th. The pitch. High and away. 1-2. Nordlund ready from the stretch. And he kicks, and time is called. The only other game currently going on in the Texas League, Corpus Christi visiting Northwest Arkansas. The toss, strike 3 call to the inside corner. Nordlund drops off a changeup, picks up his 2nd out and the 1st strikeout. I should say 3rd out. And the 1st strikeout. And Matt Wallner makes his way in. 2 outs here in the 7th. Base is clear. Riders trailing 5-3. Corpus Christi all over Northwest Arkansas. 8-0. Top of the 4th inning at Arvest Ballpark. 2 other games coming up tonight. First pitch to the left-handed batting Wallner from the righty Nordlund. Slips down and in. 1-0. Arkansas visits Springfield. And Midland visits Amarillo. Final game of that series. Nordlund pitches. Changeup on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. He looks in for his sign and sets. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner. 2-1. In the Rangers organization, Oklahoma City, the Dodger affiliate on top of Round Rock at the AAA level, 3-1. It's in the bottom of the 7th inning. IA Hickory thumping Asheville 18-4. My goodness. The pitch. Down low and inside. It's 3-1. Big offensive day for Hickory. The pitch. High and inside. 4. 2-out walk here in the 7th puts Matt Wallner at first base. It's 5-3 Wichita. And they sent Chris Williams to the plate. Matt Hickory has hit 2 home runs. Trevor Hauger, one of them. And the other one from Thomas Segesi. The pitch. Just on the outside corner for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. They get 16 hits, 20 RBIs. Whoa, they just had a 3-run home run from Jake Gunther. Now 21-4. The pitch It's on the outside corner for a strike. And the count to no balls and two strikes. So they're just putting them on Asheville right now. Colorado Rockies affiliate Asheville. Throw goes over to first. Wallner back in. He had a stolen base last inning. Low A down east. They fell to Charleston earlier today, 4-3. Nordland's pitch slips just high of the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. As for the Rangers, they're tied at two in the top of the fifth inning. Eugenio Suarez just tied the game up with an RBI single. The pitch is chopped out to short. Ornelas picks. He goes on to first with a sidearm sling low, but Krim picks it out. And the side comes to a close here in the seventh inning. So a walk with two outs, but no harm done. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Nice frame from Seth Nordland. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Riders down by two, 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alex Scherf, the new pitcher in the eighth inning for Wichita. 5-3 wind surge out in front. Third pitcher used today by the wind surge. Sandro Fabian, J.P. Martinez, and Josh Stowers. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Riders order. From the stretch, offering it, Fabian takes a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Fabian 1-for-3 with a solo blast back in the third inning. The pitch home, off the outside corner, and the count 1-1. As we took a break, we were talking about the Rangers and Mariners game going on in Arlington. 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Took something off of it. And it's 1-2. The third out just happened in the top of the fifth inning. And Ezekiel Duran's going to lead things off in a tie game in the bottom half of the fifth. Steele Walker will be right after him. Duran just picked up his first big league hit. An infield single to third. His first time up. 1-2. Check swing. Foul back to the screen. 1-2 on Fabian. So a chance for those two to do some damage. Man, it's fun to see them up in the big leagues. 1-2. Fabian grounds it foul. Third base side off the facing of the Wichita dugout. Still 1-2. That ball caroms all the way back into the middle of the diamond. Still 1-2 on the Riders' right fielder. Frisco had the lead 2-0 at one point. Wichita scored a run in the third, a run in the fourth, three in the sixth. Frisco came back with a run in the seventh. Offering into Fabian is floated out into shallow right field. Wallner charging in. He makes the catch. Fabian tried to fade that into right field. He just couldn't quite get it in front of Wallner, though. And it's one away in the eighth inning for J.P. Martinez. Left-handed batter, the pitch, high, one ball, no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield, the pitch. Martinez checks his swing and just catches a piece of the ball, fouls it straight back. Ball and a strike. If the Rough Riders were to fall in this game today, it would be their first series defeat in a while. Ready from the stretch. And the offering is high off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. It would be their first series defeat since they lost on the road against Tulsa in mid-May. The pitch, called strike. Outside edge, 2-2. Rough Riders haven't won a series since they swept San Antonio, second series of the season. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Two outs, first strikeout by Scherf. There's Josh Stowers now. Two outs, bases clear here in the eighth. Riders trailing 5-3. Pitch home. Stowers watches a strike. Inside corner, bottom of the zone. 0-1. Scherf from the first base side of the rubber. He delivers a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and Stowers is quickly behind 0-2. While Duran just grounded out to second and Steele Walker just flied out to center in the Rangers game. So another pass through. 0-2 to Stowers. He fouls it back to the screen. It's still no balls, two strikes. So Walker 0-2 in his major league career. Still has plenty of time. Ready from the stretch. Scherf delivers home. A pop-up foul back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes on the Riders' center fielder. Our Riders had two hits last inning. The pitch is rocketed foul over the top of Jared Gettert, Riders' third base coach and manager down the left field line. Still no balls, two strikes. They've gone down so far. Two up, two down here in the eighth. Stowers 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored back in the second. Came in on Johnny Ornelas' RBI single. 0-2. Cut on and fouled in and out of Bechtold's glove, the catcher, and it's still no balls, two strikes. Trey Hare on deck with his two hits today. Scherf looks in for his sign. He's got it. Right-hander kicks in the 0-2. A high fly ball down the left field line. Foul territory, and this one gets into the seats. Still 0-2. Mentioned the Rough Riders after today. On the day off tomorrow, and then they're on the road still against Amarillo for a six-game set. The pitch is off the outside corner. Bounces in the dirt, ball one. It's been the ninth pitch of the at-bat to Stowers. Right-hander readies. He deals, it's high. Two balls, two strikes. Wichita just came from the road against Corpus Christi. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout for Scherf. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the home half of the eighth inning. Riders trailing 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Nordlund back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the home half of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 5-3. Would love a scoreless inning right here and try and get a chance to come on back in the ninth. First pitch on the outside corner. Yeah, just a little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. This would be Deshaun Kersey Jr.'s spot in the order, but it's Leobaldo Cabrera who's taken over pinch hitting for him. The pitch is fought off foul right side, flared into the seats. Ball and a strike. Cabrera pinch hits for Kersey after an 0-for-3 day. Cabrera 0-for-4 with a run scored yesterday. 2-for-13 in the series. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Bottom of the zone, 1-2. Seth Nordlund a walk in the seventh. The only base runner he's allowed in an inning and a third so far. 1-2. Foul back. Still a ball and two strikes. Came in relief of Justin Slayton in the sixth inning, getting Austin Martin for the final out of that frame. Nordlund ready from the stretch, and the 1-2 on the way. Just high off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders have had a propensity for coming from behind and winning ball games. The pitch. A drive into left field, down the line. It's fair, and it drops in front of J.P. Martinez. He cuts it off, spins, throws it back in, and Cabrera is stopped at first with a single. Leadoff base hit for Cabrera, pinch hitting. And Andrew Bechtold makes his way in. Rough Riders gave up a come-from-behind victory last night, but Frisco themselves have had 14 comeback wins. Last night was almost 15. They just couldn't quite come away with the win. 8-7 loss in extra innings. First pitch on the way to Bechtold. He swings, pops it sky high in the infield. Jax Biggers, the second baseman, the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, he makes the call and puts it away. Coming in onto the infield grass. One away, and here's Kevin Merrill. Runner at first base. Merrill walked and scored as part of that sixth inning. Justin Slayton walked two with two outs to load the bases up before giving up the three-run double to Ernie Yake. First offering to the left-handed batter. We'll have to wait a throw over to first quickly, and Cabrera's back in. The base hit for Cabrera, the seventh hit today by Wichita. Rough Riders also have seven hits, but two fewer runs. Nordlund readies. And now offers in the initial pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone with a fastball, 0-1. Merrill at third base today defensively. That's where we saw Anthony Prado yesterday. 0-1. Chopper to first. Krim has it. Steps on first. Throws to second. Tagged him out. Got him double play. Nordland rolls the twin killing. Right to Blaine Krim. He tapped on first. Threw on to the second base bag where Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, laid down the tag on Cabrera. Side comes to a close. Riders to the top of the ninth inning. Need 2-3, 3-take the lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Osiris Herman out on the mound for the wind surge as we go into the top of the ninth inning. Frisco trailing by a pair of runs, 5-3. Chance to try to come on back and take the lead. They'll have 8-9-1 to try and do it. Trey Hare, Matt Watley, Johnny Ornelas. Osiris Herman has made a couple appearances so far here in this series. He's ready from the stretch, and the right-hander fires into Hare, the left-handed batter. Just slips outside, one ball and no strikes. Hare, 2-for-3 with a couple singles and a strikeout today. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Herman, no record, a 3.63 ERA, making his 14th outing of the year for the Windsor. He pitches. Catches the outside corner, 1-2. Fastball at 92. I should say he's making his 8th appearance for the Wind Surge, 14th overall. 5.59 ERA for the Wind Surge, 9 2/3 innings. 10 strikeouts, 4 walks. The pitch is cut on and missed, strike 3. Dropped by Bechtold, but Hare doesn't try to go down to first. Bechtold tags him out. First strikeout for Herman, and it's the third consecutive strikeout between Scherf and Herman between the 8th and 9th innings. So 5-3, Wind Surge out in front of the Rough Riders. Top of the ninth, one out, bases clear. Nine-hole hitting Matt Watley, who doubled his last time up into left center. Stands in from the right side. Rough Riders led 2-0 at one point. Into the bottom of the third. First pitch, Watley swings, fights it off the fist, out in the shallow left, that drops in for a base hit. Watley has a two-hit day, and the Rough Riders bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. A single into left field for Matt Watley. Big two-hit day. He needed that. He's been hitting the ball hard with nothing to show for it. And here's Johnny Ornelas in a similar spot we saw him last night. He homered to tie the game in the ninth in yesterday's game. And now in today's game, he comes up as the game's tying run of the ninth inning again. Down 5-3, the pitch. He takes a fastball for a strike on the outside edge, belt high, 0-1. 2-for-3 day for Ornelas. Two hits, both singles and a walk. Herman deals. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball pulled the string on him off the outside corner out in front. And it's 0-2. Ornelas looks down at Jared Getter, Riders' third base coach and manager, to get his signs. He's back in for the right-handed batter's box. He now calls time and steps out. Ornelas 7-for-21 in the series. The 0-2. He swings and misses for strike three. Pitch down low and inside, and there are two outs here in the ninth. Second strikeout for Herman. And Jax Biggers is the final hope for the Rough Riders. Biggers 1-for-4 today. Infield single back in the seventh with the second baseman Julian on a diving play that Biggers beat the throw out. Herman deals. That one is down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Outfield, no doubles defense, playing very deep, especially out in left with Cabrera. 0-1. Fastball top of the zone, call it strike. 1-1. It's actually a breaking ball. That didn't really break up at the top. Blaine Prim on deck, the pitch. Right on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Riders down to their final strike. You would love to get Prim up with a chance here in the ninth inning. One ball, two strikes on Jax Biggers. Whiteley will take off. There he goes. The pitch is a soft floater into shallow right fielder. Wallner comes on. He makes the catch. And there's your ball game. The Wind Surge take it 5-3 over the Rough Riders, and they take this series 4-2 here in Wichita. Tough start to the road trip for the Rough Riders. They fall in the first series, and that's back-to-back road series that they've dropped with Tulsa and now here in Wichita. Final score, Rough Riders fall 5-3 to the Wind Surge. We'll break it down for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Wichita. Rough Riders fall 5-3 to the Wind Surge here in the series finale, and they fall in the series 4-2 overall. Zach Bigley back with you. Let's get you the final lines for both teams, starting with Wichita. 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Wind Surge. They strand 6. Rough Riders, 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and they strand 8 on the base paths. The Wind of Funderburk in relief. Vanderburgh went two innings, allowing just one run. And he goes to 6-0 on the season. My goodness. Justin Slayton handed the loss in this one in his two-thirds of an inning in relief. He falls to 0-3 on the season, and Herman picks up his first save of the season for the win surge. Final game time, 2 hours and 26 minutes on a Sunday in front of 2,902 fans here in Wichita, Kansas. We're going to take a break, come back, take a look around the Rangers organization and the league as well, give you an update on the playoff picture, and give you an update on what's going on in Arlington with Steele Walker and Ezekiel Duran. Ezekiel Duran making his second start in a Rangers uniform. Steele Walker making his major league debut, both former Rough Riders. We'll take a break. Be right back on the postgame show. Riders fall 5-3 for the win surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetek safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetek has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Wichita, Kansas. One final time here in the regular season in 2022. The only time we'd be back here is if it were for the playoffs. Rough Riders fall in the series 4-2 after dropping this finale 5-3 to the win surge. Let's take a look around the rest of the Texas League. Only one other game going on right now. That's Corpus Christi visiting Northwest Arkansas. Corpus Christi with a 9-2 advantage in the top of the fifth inning, just putting up another run against Northwest Arkansas. So really dominating them on the offensive side. They're two outs and the bases loaded still at our best ballpark. Other two games later on tonight, Arkansas visits Springfield at 6:35. And at 7:05, Amarillo hosts Midland. So a couple games coming up. Oh, those are Eastern time. So 5:35 in the Central time zone for the Springfield Arkansas game and 6:05 for Amarillo and Midland. As for the Rangers organization, actually first, before we look at the Rangers organization, let's talk a little bit more about San Antonio and Tulsa, as that game was canceled. So basically how it works right now is with the loss today, because San Antonio hasn't played the last 2 days and won't make those up against Tulsa, the Rough Riders and Missions are now tied atop the Texas League at exactly tied, even though the Rough Riders have played two more games than the Missions. So the Rough Riders have still been in first place this entire time because it's, you know, by winning percentage ultimately. And if you go by winning percentage, then San Antonio has a slightly better winning percentage by 0.02%. But in terms of the wins and losses in games, they are still tied at first place. So Frisco and San Antonio knotted up. Wichita now a game and a half above Tulsa. And this is a very interesting playoff picture as things go down the stretch. It's going to be really, really fun and really interesting to see how these things shake out. The Rough Riders and Missions have already played a ton here in the first half. Frisco 9-3 against San Antonio in their 12 head-to-head meetings, and they're not going to play again in the first half. Frisco will have this series against Amarillo, a six-game series against Midland at home, and then a six-game series against Arkansas on the road, and that'll finish off the first half for them. And then it's going to be, how do the Missions do down the stretch as well? If the Rough Riders would love to win the first half, that would make things a whole lot easier. Wichita, they play Tulsa seven more times here in the first half as they're making up a game that was postponed earlier in the season. So they'll welcome them in 2 weeks' time. All right, let's take a look around the Texas Rangers organization. Round Rock at the AAA level facing Oklahoma City at home. And they're trailing 3-1. The Dodger affiliate out in front by two runs at Dell Diamond. We mentioned Hickory earlier is absolutely pummeling Asheville. That game's gone final. 21-6, the final score between Hickory and Asheville. With Hickory hitting three home runs, Trevor Hover, Sagesi hitting one, and Jack Gunther also hitting a home run. Eight runs for Hickory in the top of the eighth inning in a three-and-a-half-hour game. 21 runs, 17 hits. Asheville walked 11 batters in that game. That's a tough day for your pitching staff. At the low A level, down east, a much more subdued score. They fall to Charleston by a final score of 4-3. For the Rangers organization, having a tough day so far. At the big league level, 2-2 ball game in the top of the seventh between the Rangers and the Mariners. Rangers seeing the first big league hit from Ezekiel Duran. Steele Walker 0-2 in his first two trips up, popping out and flying out his first two times. And so they'll try to get things jump-started once again, as they're in the top of the seventh right now. Once they get to the bottom half of the seventh, Jonah Heim will lead things off. Or I should say, Adolis Garcia will lead things off in the sixth spot. Duran due up third in the inning. As for the Rough Riders, they'll get the day off tomorrow, and then they're back on the road against Amarillo. They'll take the night off, travel tomorrow, and then be ready for the game against Amarillo at 7:05 from Hodgetown. First trip out to the Panhandle so far in this 2022 season, and we're really looking forward to it. If you haven't been to or seen a game or even heard of Hodgetown, the ballpark for Amarillo, get ready for a lot of offense. It's high elevation. The ball absolutely flies there. Rough Riders would love to see that after struggling a little bit on the offensive side here in this six-game series against Wichita. Rough Riders fall 5-3 to the Wind Surge in this series finale, and they drop the series 4-2. They're still tied for first place, though, at 27-24 on the season. We'll take the day off tomorrow, and we'll be back on the air at 7:05 for first pitch, 6:50 for the pregame show on Tuesday from Hodgetown, and we hope you join us for the first game of that six-game series on the road. That's going to do it for us here in Wichita, Kansas. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For all of us here with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you in 2 days' time from Amarillo, Texas. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.